News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has signed an executive order on voting that's already got some state elections officials saying, see you in court.
President Trump is ordering the creation of a national list of verified voters. The executive order directs the Department of Homeland Security, working with the Social Security Administration, to draw up a list of eligible voters in each state. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says states that want to send absentee ballots will also be required to use unique barcoded envelopes drawing from that approved list.
Not on the ballot, but on the envelope. So we will know a million mail-in ballots. There'll be a million envelopes, and you'll be able to know exactly, correctly, that citizens voted.
Critics say states run their own elections, and neither action is within the president's powers. Jennifer King, Washington.
Easter coming this Sunday is when Christians commemorate Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. While churches worldwide will welcome in-person worshipers, a platform called Pray.com is also reaching believers online. Jack Graham is senior pastor at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas.
Pray.com is an incredible platform, and it's an app. You get on the app, and it's like Netflix for believers because there are all kinds of options. We've had the privilege of being on there from nearly the beginning with the Bible in a Year with Jack Graham. And when we started, we didn't know what would happen. And now, 3 years later, there are 100 million downloads on the audio version of this, and we've just been blown away.
Pastor Graham is now engaged in a video version of the Bible in a Year, which through AI is being produced in 10 different languages. More information is available at the website pray.com. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 1,125 points, the NASDAQ rose 796, the S&P advanced 184. This is SRN News. Holy Week is ramping up.
A lot of churches will start the weekend events with services for Maundy Thursday, which commemorates the Last Supper, the washing of the feet, and Jesus' instruction that a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you. Next is Good Friday, marking Christ's crucifixion. Then comes Easter Sunday, the most important date on the Christian calendar, when billions around the world will celebrate the resurrection. Michael Harrington reporting.
A professor of religious anthropology is sounding an alarm over persecution of Christians in Egypt. Dr. Candace Lukasik of Mississippi State University says that over the past two decades, attacks on churches and episodes of sectarian violence in Egypt have been on the rise. Dr. Lukasik says Christians in this country are advocating on behalf of Egyptian believers whose suffering is understood as part of a global struggle facing Christianity. This is SRN News. U.S. consumer confidence inched higher in March despite soaring energy prices brought on by the war in Iran. Bob Agnew reports.
The Conference Board says its consumer confidence index rose modestly to 91.8 in March. That's up from 91 in February. The board said that while rising costs due to tariffs and spiking oil prices did not affect the top-line confidence reading, there was increasing pessimism in other measures in the survey. That includes expectations of higher inflation. 12-month inflation expectations surged to levels last seen in August of last year. Bob Agner reporting.
The Trump administration says it will be moving U.S. Forest Service headquarters from the nation's capital to Utah as part of a broad overhaul. The announcement was made Tuesday, winning praise from Republican lawmakers in western states. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.